You may remember that last time I said that I would speak to you a little more deeply about what you call absent healing, and also the planetary forces which surround you.
Yes, we're looking forward to it.
We have begun this time by asking for help for many in your world who are in need of some help. You know and understand that your thoughts are powerful. But I wonder if you understand just how this operates from our world. As human beings, you think much of space, when in fact in our world there is no such thing. Therefore, as the connection is made to us, those angelic healing beings already have those people amongst them. In an instant, I want you to dwell upon those words just for a second. As you speak their name, so our angelic healing beings have them in their midst. And because of their knowledge and wisdom, they are able to see for themselves what problems these dear ones have. The healing angels come to you in the vibration of color and light. What you may not know, my dear friends, is these healing beings take from each one of you a little of the healing color which is necessary for healing to take place. And they are the ones who will distribute these rays to those in need. So therefore, can you see the workings of healing and how each one of you are responsible for healing to take place? You are connected by your colors and light, not only on this planet, but on many others. It helps with planetary evolution. Do you have any questions at at this point.
Yes, could I ask one, please? I remember questioning you about my youngest granddaughter, and you said to put it into the hands of the Creator and all would be well. Well, I do ask for healing for her, but what would the difference be?
She would be receiving help, but it may not have the outcome that you desire. She will be given the help that is sufficient for her in this incarnation.
So it's
do not always assume it will be a physical healing. You are closing your mind to the wider picture.
Yes, it's difficult to see whether it's a child.
No, no matter whether it be a child or an adult, healing is given to all who ask for it. But healing is on a much deeper level than the physical being. You touch the physical, you touch the emotional, and you touch the spiritual. But do not doubt that she does not receive help.
Yes, I'm sure. Thank you.
I know you wish me to say that her physical life will be free from all things that you consider not to be good. But again, my dear friend, you do not judge. You do not know what she has to achieve in this lifetime. It is making her stronger spiritually. I hope that helps you.
Yes.
Very well. You mentioned the involvement of a colour. Is there any connection to the colour healing that is done on Earth? Is that an earthly equivalent of what you have just described in spirit?
Yes, colour healing does take place. But what you must remember is that the instrument using colour is giving of their best, although they do not have that wisdom that the healing angels have.
Yes.
Therefore, it will be down to those beings to bring the right proportion of color for that person. In every room where there lies a healing thought, you have an angelic being of healing. If only you could but see with the inner eye, you would see a shining being of light in every room. And many of them are recognized by the color vibration which they use.
So
all is connected.
Yes, yes, I'll clarify that.
What I wish you to try to think about is this connection between all things. You do not have separate healers in this world, and you do not have separate entities in our world. and separate angel beings. Each has a part to play in a united way. I do not feel, my dear friends, that you can understand the grandeur of the scheme of all things.
When you talk about healing colour, Salamit, depending on what needs healing, is there a separate colour for that? Or is it a sort of a combination of colours?
All of life is colour. It is that you cannot see it unless you use that inner eye, that inner knowing which you all have. If you could see a human body from within, from the spirit, you would see that you are made of many colors. But it is not so much the color as the use of the vibrations and which vibration is used. Those angelic beings come on the vibration of love, which is one of the most powerful rays. Do you understand what I am trying to communicate to you?
Yes, I do. Yes, thank you.
Yes. There is much spoken about angels. There is much that is misunderstood also. There are two kinds for you to understand whilst in this world. We have those angels or planetary beings, as I would prefer to call them, because they come from the heart, they come from the source of all love. They abound on all planets that have form. And here we enter deep waters, but your understanding has grown because of the mind projection brought to you from another planet. You cannot fully understand or grasp, I feel, the evolution that is taking place on many other planets. Because until now, you have not had any connection to them. But I assure you, my dear friends, that those who inhabit other planets are as well aware of the planetary forces as you are here on this earth.
We're beginning to feel this pattern that runs throughout the universe, and it's been so good to be able to compare notes with our friend who visits.
But it is just a small drop in your ocean that you have had communication in this way. What I want you to try to focus upon is the connection between all things. The love connection which ties you all together. I would like you to try to recognize the workings in your everyday lives of these planetary forces which are here to help each and every one of you. And they come, as I have said, from the source of all knowledge. Do you have questions at this point?
The source of all knowledge being the creative principle.
Yes. Yes. And these planetary forces, these angelic beings, belong and come from that source. They themselves have never had form as you would know it, but they are capable of changing form as they wish. I have told you this previously.
Yes.
But it is most important for you now, my dear friends, that you begin to understand that there is no space, that all is one, that all is joined and all is striving towards the center of all love. These may sound simple words to you, but they have the most powerful meaning for each one of you. For every human form upon this planet, as it does in every inhabited planet in this cosmos, all is connected.
It's when you think spiritually, you can begin to understand that it's when you drop the physical overcoat, then you can begin to understand.
You must use your inner eyes, and you will begin not to see, but to sense, and to feel, and to be.
What's the last word you said, Solomon?
To be.
But a question I would like to ask, if I may, is one of the differences between the angelic beings and yourself that they are assigned or connected to a particular planet?
All angelic beings of the higher order are connected to all planets.
All planets.
But there are those advanced angelic beings who are connected to the human form. And they are the ones who help in the everyday living in your world. But the planetary forces, who are the angelic beings, who are masters, if you like, of karma, who are masters in love and organizations, they are the ones that have not existed in any form, or indeed in any form on any planet. So there are differences. It is just a matter of form. Is that helpful to you?
Thank you. Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
You mentioned that love is one of the most powerful vibrations in connection with the healing angels.
Yes.
What are the other most powerful vibrations?
Wisdom. And I would say to you, mercy.
Right.
Mercy in the sense of understanding.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That help you?
Yes, it will. In more ways than one.
Right. And does that connect to forgiveness, the mercy?
All of these words come under the umbrella of love. As does the negative feelings and emotions. They all come under one umbrella. But the vibration of love is the most powerful that you can. And it is that vibration which brings to you the angelic healing beings. I feel that I would like you, my dear friends, to consider my words and to now think a little more widely on how healing works and of those planetary forces which are used for that purpose. I want you to think about space and how wrong that is for the correct picture in all things.
Yes, I feel very much immersed in a tremendous beauty. Yes, space doesn't come into the equation.
No, but mankind is so immersed in thinking about space. But it is now time, my dear friends, for you to dismiss this from your vocabulary. There is much for you to ponder upon this time, I feel. And let yourselves feel rather than think.
Yes, I was just thinking how we are surrounded by love, aren't we?
Yes.
By these different beings.
But you are a powerhouse of love. Every individual here is a powerhouse for love. And therefore you must raise your own vibrations continually.
We seem to be immersed in this greater powerhouse.
Yes. You must see yourselves as being the connective energies. You understand?
But in the sense that perhaps we are the ones to instigate these the healing.
Yes. We need your help, of course, but without your help, it would be more difficult. You understand?
Yes, these beings won't do it until we
they need your connection. Yes, but do not underestimate your own beauty, your own inner beauty that is used for healing. Each one of you strives for it, and it is up to you and your own responsibility also to make sure that you are constantly striving to raise your own spiritual gifts. And I feel for this time that I must take my leave of you.
Could I just say about when angels have appeared in visions in the past, these visions are, as described, don't seem to particularly relate to space. They may be huge, they may be small, and they may be light, but I suggest these visions they don't really appear to relate to space on reflection.
They do on the planets that you have no knowledge of. They would be viewed in a much different way, although their love and energy would be recognizable by their colors. Remember, I have told you, they can change form. They can present themselves to you with the human face, if you like, surrounded by great light and beauty. That is the way that they show themselves to you as human beings. But they can change form as they so desire.
Yes, they're clearly not fixed in space.
No. Again, you must look at the whole of existence. You have to find that connection between all things. As you feel the closeness and the connection within this room, every time you meet, try to then expand that feeling to all of existence. Now I will leave it to you to think about this. And when the time is right, we can take it a little step further.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.